Welcome to Ask the Teacher, a new program where readers ask questions and teachers answer them. Have you ever noticed that English is full of words that have similar meanings? In today's Ask a Teacher, Mika from Japan asks how to decide among three verbs that all mean give an idea about something. Here is her question.
I don't understand the difference between look, appear, and seem. If I say, his new haircut makes him appear younger, is it correct?
Hello, Mika, and thanks for your question. You can use appear in that situation, but the better verb would be look. Let me give you the reasons why. We use both the verbs look and appear to talk about a condition we have observed. In your sentence, you can see with your eyes how stylish the man's new haircut is. You also see that it gives his face a more youthful shape. But look is more informal than the verb appear. Your sentence sounded informal, as if you were talking to a friend. In contrast, you might see the word appear in writing or hear it in formal speech, such as an official news report. For example, a news reporter might say, "The suspect appeared to be fleeing the scene." As that example shows, appear is commonly used to talk about events and facts. Your third choice, seem, also means to create an idea or impression. But seem does not suggest a direct observation. For example, you and I may have talked on the phone, and you told me about your great new job and recent vacation. Afterward, I could say, "Mika seems happy, even though I never saw you smile." Keep in mind one other difference among the three words. Seem and appear are often followed by an infinitive verb, such as, "The baby seems to want her bottle," or "The man appears to be waving." But in everyday English, the verb look is often followed by an adjective. For example, "He looks tired." And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Alice Bryant.